Afternoon, Costos. How can I get up here?
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
Gary, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear. I was calling to speak with you about a possible upgrade on your current account with us. Do you have time to speak with me? Or are you busy?
Got a moment or two.
Okay. I was just calling to speak with you about a couple of things. I was taking a look at the website. Wanted to call and offer you a free upgrade on that. And also wanted to see if you've heard of Google Guarantee.
Not sure.
Okay. Well, if you do a search for plumber in your area, at the very top of the page, it helps us. Yeah, take your time. Hi.
Hello. Sorry about that.
That's all good. It sounds like I caught you when you're busy anyway.
Yeah, it's always busy.
That's never a bad problem to have.
Yeah.
Do you maintain the website for yourself?
Yeah, I think so, for the most part. I mean, there's a person who I hired to rebuild it or whatever, and they charge me a monthly.
Okay. For the CostelloPlumbing.com?
Yeah, well, that's the GoDaddy, and then I also have one from some Triumph thing, I guess. They kind of rebuilt my website.
Okay, so you're with Triumph as well?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are they doing for you?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, everyone takes money but don't do much. So, I mean,
yeah. Okay.
Local Splash, I mean, you're all in the same category.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I mean, a complimentary upgrade is included with your package already with free optimization that's going to be concurrent with your Google Ads and your Google Local profile, all of your listings, everything to all run together, you know. So that's why I was calling to offer that to you. It's complimentary within the services. We have completely brand new revamped websites, absolutely free of charge to you. And then you're also eligible for upgrades to Google Guarantee, depending on what kind of business you've been receiving and what you're looking to achieve this next year. If you're looking
I'm
at taking
Google
on some,
Guarantee.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. So let me make sure, because this is another issue I'm having. I have two Google platforms.
Oh.
And one of them is supposed to be deleted by Google, but so for some reason I still have it on my, it's attached to my original email. So when I built a business, I used my personal email. Mm-hmm. As the business progressed, I used the business email.
Mm-hmm.
But all my Google stuff is connected to my personal email. So technically, it shows that I have two accounts, but one of them is closed. But I still get the Google stuff on my personal email, so I can't really.
Okay, I see a Costello's Plumbing that has 26 verified reviews.
Yeah, that's the Costello's Plumbing website.
Okay, so this one does need some attention. It looks like. So this is the one that we have access to, or this is like a separate one that you did on your own?
No, that's the one you have access to.
Okay, cool. And then I don't see another one, but I can have my technician go in and look and go ahead and shut that down with Google on your behalf. That's not a problem. We take care of that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly I'm only paying for one, but I just know that, you know, having the two, like when people leave me a review,
mm-hmm.
The review comes to my personal email, and when they see my platform for the review, it shows my personal email, which is not a professional email because it says G Money Costello. I don't want my personal email
this
to be
gcostelloplumbing@gmail.com.
Not when you add a review.
Well, that may be through your website or how you have the reviews coming through. Let me take a look at the website.
No, I've done it myself, and when I add a review, it shows me G Money Costello, and that's where my reviews come. Doesn't matter, even local slash. I think you guys.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, connected. No, you're connected to the G Costellos, but.
Mm-hmm. So then,
people who are doing the review,
uh-huh.
They're coming on, they're seeing my personal email, which I didn't
right.
have.
So that's what I'm saying is we don't have your personal email anywhere on your account. So if they're seeing that personal email, it has to be coming from one of the other avenues that you're doing, whether that's Triumph or a different avenue. I'll have my team go through and double check and make sure that it's all only through the professional email, because we agree that it should only be, first and foremost, it can actually hurt your ranking when it's coming from multiple emails, which is the main reason that we look to keep everything consistent and accurate. But also, like you said, and how you feel is that it's not very professional, right? The G Money.
Right.
I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah.
I've heard far worse.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to meet all of your expectations and things like that. So let me go ahead and have them take care of that for you. And then, so you've got the website set up, and you're happy with what this other person is doing for you with the website?
I'm not a computer internet savvy person. I don't really care mm-hmm. about the website. I mean, I just need it to be showcased.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously that's the main thing is having it showcased.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it is definitely there on the Google listing, and it is being showcased. So absolutely, that's happening. It's like I said, it's included with the services. If you change your mind, there's no need for you to pay somebody separate for it. Even if you want something very similar to what you currently have, it's still free of charge. Or we can give you a very updated version, very modern, very sleek. Again, still free of charge included in your package. Okay?
Okay.
So you're receiving I'm typing this out right now to our team, notification that your reviews for your Google business profile are coming to an old email labeled G Money, right? Is that, am I saying this correctly?
Yeah, just double checking. So, like, even it says your business profile report 61 interactions last month. It comes to my personal email. All my reviews are on the personal email.
Okay. Hold on a second.
So I don't even get, like, when anything from Google Business, it doesn't come to my email on file. It just, even if asking me about my holiday hours, it's all on my personal.
Mm-hmm.
Even I try to change who I am. I'm the manager of that one, so I changed that. It sent me the same thing on the personal email. Nothing on the business email. The only thing I have on the Google, on the business email is my Google Ads, where they also tell me my performance, and it says I only have 14, tells me how many clicks, and tells me all the other stuff, so I'm not sure, you know, and tells me how much I've spent. So I'm confused when I have two different, you know, emails, and they're both sending me stuff, but yet, you know, not everything is the same.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to have my team go ahead and look into it. If there's a duplicate listing, we'll get everything squared away. 26 reviews. He's not finding the duplicate either. Is the other one you're talking about verified? Hold on.
So, I mean, my account number for the Google Ads is, I have it. I mean,
I don't want that. What's the old email address? Gmoney at
Costello@
mm-hmm,
gmail.com.
Okay. All right. I have them looking into that to see what's going on here. I also have them looking to see if there's a duplicate. If there's a duplicate listing on our end that we have access to, then we will definitely take care of it. If there's not a duplicate listing on our end, then perfect. Okay, yeah, he's gone ahead and he's optimizing it through to make sure that there's no duplicates or anything on our end. If there is, then we'll be able to take care of it. If not, it's not something that we have access to, so it has to be something you've done with another organization. Okay.
Otherwise, I'm fine with the way it is right now. I mean, I don't know about your investment. I've been investing the same amount for a long time, but I don't know what exactly that technically does. I think you tried to explain it last time. It was for clicks or something.
No,
I'm already paying
so
many different platforms. You know,
yeah, it's not for clicks. It's for qualified leads through the Google Guarantee platform, but you just said that you have Google Guarantee.
Yeah, I have Google Guaranteed, I have Yelp, and I have Local Splash. There's like 5 or 6 people who are in my account taking money for lead services.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm not seeing your Google Guarantee profile up and running. Maybe your leads are on pause.
No.
Okay. In 94578?
Huh?
Are you in the zip code 94578?
Yes.
Under plumbing. When's the last time you took on a Google Guaranteed lead?
Tell me right here. This morning at 11:20.
Okay. All right.
10:22. So that's what I'm like. I know. Something's got to be wrong with the emails. I think that's what's making my whole company slow and not getting as many leads as I used to get because of this whole...
Right.
When Google did their little switch, it made everything all messed up because I had to sign on to their new stuff, and then I used my email, which is supposed to be the business email, but they still have it as the personal or something.
Well, as a Google Premier partner and the one who's been handling your marketing for 5 years, we have everything under the business email. So when you start putting other organizations in, that I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're creating other Google business profiles, which duplicate listings can definitely hurt your ranking. Running duplicate ads is the same as throwing your money down the drain because you're running an ad against the ad we're running. There's multiple things that could be happening at the same time, but I don't know because I don't know who all you're working with. And I don't know what all you kind of have going on there, Gary. With that being said, like I have my team going through to take a look and see so we can run a diagnostic and try to help you. But there's no need for you to have multiple different platforms running the same thing that we could or are already running for you.
Yeah, I mean, Google obviously has their own local service ads, so.
Local service ads, yeah, no, so this is the thing, is any of the platforms you can run yourself, absolutely. Having us as your service provider is simply a conduit because we have the Google Bat Phone, right? So we are the Google Premier Partner. We have the ability to reach out to Google and say, hey, there's this issue on X, Y, or Z, or we need to dispute this lead, or we get the clicks back on this, or whatever the case is. We use the algorithms that we have directly with Google. We use our team at Google because we have that conduit, right? And we use that on behalf of our clients. But any of the services that are Google-based, you can absolutely get and manage and do on your own. It's not rocket science, but at the exact same time, with all due respect, like you just said, you're not necessarily a tech-savvy, you know, wizard on this stuff either, right? So you do what you do best by with the plumbing. So there's a chance that maybe you have some duplicate stuff running or something else is going on. Now, can you run your own Google ads? Absolutely. Can you run your own local service ads? Absolutely, 100%. But when I'm doing basic searches and I'm not seeing certain things come up, that's why I'm asking you these questions, because I never would have called you to offer you Google Guarantee if I saw that you already have a Google Guarantee ad running, current client or not. Just because that's like a waste of your time and that makes me look like I don't know what I'm doing. So I can't find it, is what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
So I'm not Google Guarantee?
I can't find it. It doesn't mean that you're not. It doesn't mean that you're not. You very well definitely could be Google guaranteed. If you have a Google guaranteed CID, then that's the best way for me to find out. However, it sounds like you're already managing it on your own and everything's going well for you, right? You're happy with how it's working out for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if that ever changes, you know where to find us. We're here for you. We've been doing it for a really long time. We've been, you know, Google partner for a long time, and we've been managing the Google Guarantee. We help people to get it up at the very top where they want to have it. We also have the ability to dispute any charges that need to be disputed, all those different things. So I have them checking on duplicates for you, running optimization on your current Google profile that we have access over. But if you have a duplicate profile with a different email, then we would either need access to that Google business profile. I can set up a call and see if my technician can, if you want to give my technician access so he can try to get rid of it for you, or you can continue to try to do it on your own.
Okay.
It's up to you.
I mean, I'm trying to get known. I mean, I'm trying to get seen, so, I mean.
Okay. Let me see here. Hold on.
I don't know why. I mean, I'm seeing it right here. It says, Costello's Plumbing, your ads can show for this search eligible. And then I click it, and it just shows my name. It says, Google Guarantee, Costello's Plumbing, 4.8, 26 reviews, open 2016. Open until 9, call, and it has a call button.
Awesome.
So I'm not
sure. That's amazing then. It's not showing on my end for whatever reason, which I'm not sure. I'm not sure why it's not. I've looked twice. I've even looked incognito. I'm about to look on my phone right now and see if I can see it that way. But you're looking from the owner point of view, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to look from the.
Well, I even did it as, you know,
as
typing
consumer.
In just plumbers near me, and it, you know, mm-hmm. popped
it
up.
It did. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead. Try this. No, I don't want to try AI mode. This thing. Okay, my technician is going to reach out to you now from the 877 number. His name is James. He's going to be reaching out to try to help you get this duplicate GBP listing squared away with the personal email address, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye.